I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now is the general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, appreciate the time tonight before the season opener.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on.
So, John, obviously we'll start with the last time we saw this team in a competitive situation outside of the preseason last year. Obviously did not end with four straight losses the way that everybody wanted it to in Toronto. But the improvements you make in the offseason right now today with the guys that you brought in, do you believe that you are primed to be able to get to the next level, two games better than you were last year, and get yourself into that NBA Finals picture again this year?
Yeah, listen, there's a long season in front of us tonight, the opening night. A lot of things to be determined to figure out how good this team is or isn't. But obviously the moves that we made throughout the offseason, the work that our players and coaches have put in throughout the offseason, we feel like we're better. We feel like we're more prepared than we were last year. And if given a similar circumstance again next year, that we'll, at the end of this season, that we'll be in a better spot afterwards. But right now we're focused on getting better every day. The guys focused on learning coach's system, the new players, and just kind of acclimating everyone to the new group and really just playing hard and competing every night like we did last year. And if we do that, we think we'll be in a good spot at the end of the season.
When you talk to free agents in the summertime this last summer, how does that pitch go from the Bucks' perspective of why they should come here over L.A. to the Clippers or L.A. to the Lakers or something like that?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was really two phases of free agency for us, actually really three. So the first was continuity and focusing on trying to keep as much of the core together as possible. And a big part of that was just recruiting from within, the style of play that we had, the culture that we have, the opportunity to play with Giannis and MVP, to play for Coach Budenholzer, the NBA Coach of the Year, and just to play with our whole group. And so that was the first phase, and that's that pitch. The second phase was really to try to add some quality vets at areas of need, you know, making perimeter shots and taking perimeter shots, backup depth at the five spot, just toughness and defense and experience. And so you see guys like Wesley Matthews and Kyle Korver and Robin Lopez, and the sell to them was a chance to play for a really good team with a bunch of really good guys. And we think that we've added three more really good guys with those three guys to the group, and that they fit kind of the culture of who we are and what we're trying to do. And then obviously the third phase, kind of the young developmental guys that we think have a chance to help us at the, you know, at some point this year and for sure going forward with Thanasis and Dragan and Frank Mason and Cam Reynolds.
Talking with Bucks general manager John Horst, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. John, the young guys that you have in the building right now and that you had in the building last year, DJ Wilson and Dante DiVincenzo, along with Sterling Brown, some of the other ones, along part of that supporting cast, you can put Pat Connaughton in there, I imagine, as well. What have you seen from them being able to develop around the group that gives you a little bit more of motivation that they're going to be contributing factors to the core, obviously, around Giannis, Chris, and Eric?
Yeah, I think the first thing that you see is just the mindset, the mentality these guys bring to work every day. They come, they work hard, they're getting better. They had tremendous summers. They've all improved their games. Everyone's healthy right now. And, you know, the rub with that is that we have a really good, deep team, and so good players aren't going to play every single night. The benefit and the positive of that is there's great competition and practice every day, and we have great depth for whatever circumstances arise and kind of present themselves throughout the course of the season. So I believe the young guys, when given the opportunity, are going to have a positive effect and contribute to success on hopefully a really good team in the NBA. And the reason is that they've had an unbelievable approach and mindset all off season and already early into this season.
So what's the approach of the organization with Giannis, Supermax next year? I'm not trying to get you fined again, but what's the approach from the aspect of, you know, do we all of a sudden pump up marketing a little bit more Giannis in Milwaukee, more billboards, more everything, kind of showing the extra love here as we get ready for the summertime? How do you go about that?
You know, Giannis knows how we feel about him. Obviously, we're on the record saying that. Like he said many times, we've continued to say, you know, we're focused on getting better every single day, giving him an environment where he can win at the highest level with a group of great guys. in a city that loves and supports him. And we've done a great job thus to this point. We're going to continue to focus on that, have the best season that we can have. And we really believe that if that happens, everything will take care of itself.
John, how much did that go into the decision to bring back as much of the core as you did this year into free agency? We talked before free agency, and obviously Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton were at the top of mind to be able to be brought back because of the contributions they had last year. But keeping a culture of winning together, that's something that's very difficult to do in the NBA. How much did that stress being similar and comfortable with Bud's system to those guys being brought back for the financial constraints that you guys brought them back to and the amount of money that you signed them to in the offseason?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because it was free agency. Those two players that you mentioned, and I'll add George Hill to the group, you know, those guys had no shortage of suitors with the talents that they have, the seasons that they had, the people they are. And ultimately, they chose Milwaukee over other opportunities and other probably very good opportunities. And for us to target those guys and focus on that and really exhaust all of our resources to try to have them be back was a major, major focus because we want, again, create an environment where the guys have a chance to win at the highest level and do it with great guys. And we felt we had a really good season last year, something that we can build on. We have a bunch of players just entering their primes or in their primes. By no means do we think that last year was a finished product, but we were doing it with really good guys, guys that fit our culture, that fit our locker room, that fit our style of play, and that fit just the style of who we are. And that's why we focus on those guys. I'm very grateful that we got them back.
What will you miss most about not having Malcolm Brogdon?
You know, Malcolm's a really, really good player, and I think there's a number of things that we'll miss. But the thing that pops to mind, first and foremost, you got a 50-40-90 guy, just a very reliable, consistent, open shooter, and someone that you could trust with the ball and trust defensively. And so, you know, Malcolm is a great guy, was a really good player. I'm sure we'll miss him at different times, but we feel like we had a great offseason to try to address those gaps that may have existed. And, you know, wishing him the best in Indiana, of course not when we play them, but the rest of the year. And, you know, I think we'll be fine.
Talking with the 2019 NBA Executive of the Year and the General Manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, John Horst, here on the Wendy's Big Show. Just with that, John, recapping the year you guys had last year, you went Executive of the Year. Coach Bud wins Coach of the Year, and Giannis, obviously, the MVP. Being able to manage those expectations, I understand that's what you know when you sign up for it, and you're hoping for those types of expectations, but they're through the roof at this point. How do you go through the season understanding that those are going to stay and only get better as, hopefully, and by the plan, your team continues to get better?
Yeah, I think you spend a lot of time talking about it and what expectations matter and what things can we control, what things should we focus on, and you do it with your partners in the business. It starts with our ownership group, and it trickles down to Coach Bud and Peter Fagan and myself and Giannis, of course, and our other players, and to really come together and have a plan and have a mission and a focus for the season. And I'm very proud of our group as a whole. If you read all the stories and everything that's come out of Milwaukee thus far, the goal and the focus is to get better every day and to focus on what we can control every single day and to improve on it every single day and to continue to try to take another step. And really, we've said it all from the beginning that we want to build something where we can sustain success for a long period of time and continue to position ourselves to knock on the door and have a chance to compete for championships. And I think we took a big step last year. I'm hopeful we'll take another step this year. And the way we're going to do that is get better every day and focus on every day.
How does John Horst, general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks, feel about looking around the NBA right now and not seeing a stacked NBA team finally, like the Golden State Warriors had, like the Miami Heat have had prior with LeBron James? I mean, this thing is pretty wide open right now.
Yeah, I mean, is it wide open? I think that maybe there's not a super team assembled that, you know, in years past we could maybe point to. I'll say, though, I think the NBA is as competitive as ever this year. I think there's more parity. I'm sure the league's very thankful for that. It's a lot of what the systems have in place to create parity in our league. And you look, and I'll probably miss some, but in the West with the Lakers and the Clippers, you have two extremely good teams. Denver was the best team in that conference last year. They're very good. Portland, Milwaukee, and Philly, and Boston, and Indy. And so there's a number of number of really good teams, and it's going to be a very competitive season. And I do think we're in that mix, and I look forward to seeing how it shakes out.
Now, John, I know this is going to be different because you're not yelling at me to get back to work while I'm shooting buckets and I'm supposed to be doing laundry in the – Bucks practice facility. But for you, the last couple of years has been quite a whirlwind. Can you take us through what it's been like for you going from the stages that you are in now, the GM and now executive of the year within 2 years?
You know, that's a lot. That's a big question. But I, at the end of the day, and I've said it about the roster, it's true, but really it comes down to our staff too. And I get to come to work every single day and work for great people and with great people, in our business side, in our ownership, in the front office, in the coaching side with our players. And so, you know, for me, it's a joy to come to work every day. Just like we said about our players and our team overall, I try to get better every day. By no means am I a finished product, as our staff a finished product. There's a lot of things that we've done right, but there's a lot of things that we got to get better at, and we're focused on that. And I love working for a group and with a group that's focused on improvement every single day. And that's kind of what it's been like for me. It's not something we think about. We don't think about the individual achievements. We think that if we have great team success, individual successes will take care of themselves.
John, appreciate it, man. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk soon as you guys go through the 2019-2020 season. Best of luck, and we'll be following along here on The Fan.
Thanks. Sounds great. Go Bucks tonight.
Appreciate it. That's John Horst, the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, and the Wendy's Big Show. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.